Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right. And now, we've done this throughout the course of the season, but the list continues to grow. It just does. It continues to grow because the Steelers can't stay away from the drama. It's time for a dramatic reading of the drama that the Steelers can't stay away from. Now, this starts when? The calendar year for the NFL, right, producer
Correct.
Matt?
Like April.
Here we go. All these things have happened with the Pittsburgh Steelers since April. Ben says the Steelers shouldn't have drafted Mason Rudolph.
James Harrison then goes on FS1 and says Mike Tomlin doesn't discipline his team enough.
Lev Bell, no long-term deal. He sits out camp.
The AB drama starts, saying the media causes him problems. He then proceeds to show up to training camp in a chopper.
Yes, the helicopter. Lev Bell, he's at a strip club while camp is going on. You remember that one.
AB disappears. AWOL for the first time this year during training camp an entire week. Mike Tomlin claims he'd been sent to Pittsburgh for medical tests, but AB hanging poolside in Miami.
Okay, and then who could forget the Steelers plan to build a wall around the Southside facility because of drones and such.
Drones and such.
Part of the drama, yeah.
Then Lev Bell doesn't show up for week one. Pouncey, Foster, DeCastro are all ticked off at him.
That's for sure. Landry Jones is part of the drama. He gets cut instead of Dobbs. Ben says, how's that help me, though? How's that help Ben? How's that help this old cowboy?
Antonio Brown makes a joke in a GQ article about cheating on his girlfriend and mother of his children, saying, quote, it's kind of hard to keep it in my pants.
Whoa, okay. I feel him. All right. AB threatens a reporter on social media, also calls Ed Bouchette a racist.
What?
There's some drama.
Week one, the Steelers tie the Browns, and Lev Bell tweets the monocle emoji and then is seen at a Miami nightclub.
Okay, the drama continues. We press on into week two against the Chiefs when AB gets in Coach Randy's face. Then he tweets on Monday to Scarpino, a former Steelers PR lackey, saying, trade me, let's find out. And he misses practice. And then he's snippy with the media Wednesday thereafter. And we're only in week two.
Yeah, same day as the trade me, let's find out AB tweet, Bud Dupree slides into a fan's DMs telling him he was with their girl last night.
Wow, okay. As we continue the drama from this season, Lev Bell looks fat on that jet ski and then shows up rapping somewhere in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area on a stage. That's fun.
Then we get the Stormy Daniels story about Ben from way back when.
Uh-huh, that's more drama. Then Sunday before week three, we're only at week three at this point against the Bucks. The Steelers are open to trading Le'Veon Bell.
Then James Harrison pops up on FS1 again and suggests perhaps Le'Veon Bell should come back, but then fake an injury.
Uh-huh. Then Jeremy Fowler follows that up. Nice parlay with a report that Bell will report to the team during the Week 7 bye. No one from the team has talked to him about it, though.
Then it's AB time again, as TMZ reports that a man is suing him for throwing furniture out of his apartment window, almost killing a 22-month-old toddler. AB refuses to pay for damages. It's reported that $80,000 and a gun were stolen from him.
Ben then tells everybody his elbow hurts, and it affects his throws, and that he'll grit through it and play well because, you know, he's a warrior.
Old cowboy. Drama. Lev Bell doesn't show up during the bye week, despite more reports that he would.
Uh-huh. And now, as the drama continues...
We're on page two, by the way.
We are. Mike Tomlin says before a week 9 game against the Ravens, we need volunteers, not hostages, when referring to Lev.
What a great line.
Uh-huh.
Monday after week 9, Lev Bell tweets, farewell, Miami, F-A-I-R, and is spotted a day later playing basketball at LA Fitness on McKnight Road.
And then Wednesday of week 10, Lev Bell tweets, upside down, some nonsense to all the haters, and I crane my neck all the way around like this, trying to read the damn thing, yes.
Then deadline day comes and goes, and Bell never shows up to the Steelers facility after all. All
right, more drama. The teammates plunder Bell's locker after it's confirmed he's not going to show up this season. That's fun.
On a game day, Thursday night, against the Carolina Panthers at Heinz Field, AB gets caught going over 100 miles an hour on McKnight Road.
And then Ryan Switzer and yours truly get into some Twitter kind of thing, but luckily we've raised a bunch of money for Children's Hospital.
That's one of the few items on the drama list that's become very good.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I got to get the total for that. Yes. Continue.
After the Week 12 loss in Denver, Ben comes on the air and blames AB's route running and the play calling for his end zone interception, calls out James Washington as well for not being good enough.
Little more drama on this season. Did Ben purposefully stay out of the Oakland game when he was healthy enough to go in? Did Mike Tomlin choose Josh Dobbs over Ben? Is there a disconnect between Tomlin and Ben? What the hell's happening? What is happening here?
Well, I'll tell you what's happening. At that point, Rocky Blyer says, I'm done. Rips the team on Facebook, calls for Boswell, Butler, and maybe even Tomlin's jobs.
All right, Ben and then Tomlin, they say that there's some faulty x-ray machine in Oakland. They don't give him clear results. It leads to Ben being kept out of the Oakland game and nonsense in Oakland.
We're not sure if the ribs were cracked or not, but Ian Rappaport of NFL Network says they were, and Ben rips him and says, don't even speak his name on my show.
Uh-huh. And a little more drama. Chris Boswell goes on IR before the last game of the year. In comes participation trophy. Baldy McGrain, who ends up making a couple field goals. So there's more drama with the IR with Boswell.
But before the game, AB reportedly gets mad at Ben at practice on Wednesday, throws a ball at him, and leaves practice.
Two more items on the drama list, and it's still building. AB skips a walkthrough before the Bengals game, expects to play Sunday, is told he won't play, leaves the sidelines at halftime in a, I don't know, $51,000 fur coat that he got at Carl Herman Furs downtown.
And finally, Ben Roethlisberger came on his show yesterday and denied any reports of an AB blow-up.
All right, you think we got it all?
I think we got most of it.
All right, so that's just a short list of the drama. Just a couple
small
things
list.
Happened
yeah.
this year. A
couple distractions.
I think my favorite one may have been when the Steelers thought they were Pittsburgh Pirates and plundered that locker. That was an amazing scene.
I like the Bud Dupree DM that has sort of fallen off the radar.
That Bud Dupree got off scot-free. He's like, look at all the other stuff happening with this team.
It was with your girl last night.
Yeah. Oh, man. Man, what a list of stuff. And we even forget about when Landry Jones got cut and Ben yes. flat out was like, how does this help me?
What can Josh Dobbs do for me?
And then Josh Dobbs came in and threw a missile in the one throw that he had all year.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.